ينضم مولي للاستماع إلى راديو بلدي، أول راديو عربي أمريكي ويعنى بقضايا العرب في المهجر. برامجنا في راديو بلدي كل يوم جمعة من 8 حتى 9 صباحا في بث حي ومباشر عبر WNZK Radio 690 AM. صباح الخير بلدي، صباح الخير لكل مستمعينا.
Welcome to Radio Baladi, the first Arab, Middle Eastern and American simulcast radio show. Radio Baladi is broadcast every Friday morning on WNZK 690 AM from 8 until 9 Eastern Time on Good Morning Michigan. Our call-in number 248-557-3300. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues.
Good morning and thank you for being with us. This is Khalil Hashim, editor of TheMichigan.com, a digital business magazine serving the Arab American communities in Michigan. We provide business and real estate news, loan and lending information, support to small businesses, and much more. Visit us at yammichigan.com. Thank you for being with us. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2023. The number here is 248-557-3300. Give us a call should you have a question or a comment in Arabic or in English. It's a nice cool day, cloudy. Stay dry as much as you can. You know, this is a new year, and then we've had a great housing market for the past 2 years, great opportunity, or maybe 3 years, and a great opportunities to get loans. And we wanted to find out today in the first part of the show on how is it going, what's the expectation, and what do we expect right now. And, you know, first, we're going to be talking about loans. You know, we started with the interest rate 2%. Right now, it's a little bit above 6%. What do we expect, and how is that going to affect the market? With us this morning is Bridget Jawad Hashim. She's a loan originator and a loan officer, has been in the area in this business for over 30 years. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning, Khalil. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So where are we and what do we expect this year as far as loans and interest rate?
Good morning, Khalil. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. Loans and interest rates is the story of all times. I've been doing this for 30 years. We've been through the ups and the downs and the roller coasters. It's just that last year and the year before, we had much lower rates. We got spoiled with the 2 and 3%. But the average norm has always been in the 5s and 6s that we have today, that we're seeing today. The average rate today is about 6.3 on a 30-year fix and about 5.8 on a 15-year fix. We do anticipate a few more jumps this year, but in the next 18 to 24 months, things will settle down and we will probably be in the ranges of possibly in the 5s, hoping in the 4s, but possibly in the 5s.
Yeah. But, you know, five is normal, actually.
Yes, 5 is pretty fair. It's pretty normal. It's just that, you know, Khalid, when you're used to 2 and 3, I mean, 5 seems a little steep. So, it's just getting used to that. We had those good days when those rates were very low, and I hope a lot of people took advantage of the situation. But again, the prices have kind of leveled off also. So that will make up for the interest rate a little bit. So it kind of balances itself out.
Sure, sure. Now, there are different programs. You know, people can buy points down. They can, you know, there are different programs that can take and then, you know, go around the interest rate, or they can refinance later. Is that true?
Yes, there are products out there which is called 2-1 buy down. Used to have 3-2-1 buy down, which means that it starts very low the first year, then it goes up 1% and increments another 1%. Those are a little costly. There's a lot of builders or sellers or real estate brokers, agents that are offering incentives to buyers to lower those rates by buying the points for them and all contributing towards the cost for that. So if the average rate today, let's say it's 6%, they can start at about 4%. Then the next year mm-hmm. it's 5%, and then a lock-in the third year at 6% for the rest of the term, which gives enough time for hopefully we have a better market in 2 or 3 years where they can turn around and refinance. So there are products like that out there.
Yeah.
There is also the adjustable adjustable rates, which are not fixed. They start a little bit lower, but for some reason this time they're not as competitive as they used to be before. They're not too much
lower.
How
does that work?
The adjustable rates, they follow the market, the prime rate plus a cap and a margin, and they fluctuate every single month. Every month the rate changes, like the credit cards. They change.
Yeah.
And one advantage on that is if you do take an adjustable rate, your payment is going to change every month. So if someone decides to pay additional $10,000-$20,000 into their principal, the balance adjusts and the payments adjust based on the balance.
Okay.
That's one advantage to that. Yeah.
That adjustable rate is for a certain period of time. For example, it's adjustable for 5 years, and after 5 years, it jumps, or it jumps every day? I mean, every month?
Well, there are different products. There are 5-year fixed, 7-year fixed, 10-year fixed. Yes. If it's a 5-year adjustable, it means it's a 30-year amortization. It's locked in for 5 years, and then after 5 years, the rate changes based on the market. So if the market is lower, then the rate change is lower. Personally, I've had adjustables in the past, and they were very good. They were very favorable. They didn't jump up too much, and there are caps on those jumps. They just don't jump up to 20%. There's lifetime caps on them, normally 9 or 11%. Depends on the product.
No matter what the rate is, it's still better than paying rent. If I need a home, is that correct?
Yes. If you're locked into a fixed payment, for example, and you stay on this, if you have a 6% mortgage, for example, and you're paying, let's say, $2,000 a month for 30 years, you know, Khalil, after 5 or 10 years, Matt, let's say, rents don't stay the same. So if you're locked
that's
in
true.
At $2,000 a month, and then 5 years from now, you're paying rent every year, it's going to go up. You'll probably be looking at paying double in rent. So buying is definitely, no matter what the rates are. Plus, your property appreciates. Not just your rate stays or your payment stays constant. The property appreciates, hoping to double by 5 or 10 years.
Yeah. And money loses value. You know, if you pay in $800 now for a mortgage, in 5-10 years, $800 does not have the same value, and you know, it's better than paying rent.
Definitely not. And then, you know, home ownership creates stability. You're stable. Nobody's going to tell you, I'm going to sell my house, you need to move out. You make your payments, nobody bothers you. It's really the best way to go. It's the American dream.
Absolutely. And then the benefit of, you know, when you file for taxes, you get some benefits as well.
There are lots of benefits to home ownership.
Yeah.
It's an asset that you leave behind to beneficiaries also. Anything happens to you, you have an asset that they sell and they get some money out of it. Rent, there's nothing that you leave behind if you don't have life insurances or any other assets to leave behind as a legacy.
Yeah. So the message here, don't be spooked by all these interest rate talk. If you need a home, you know, to call you and, you know, get together with your loan officer and then see what program works for you best.
Definitely, yes, Khalil. Nobody should be spooked out of buying, especially now. If you recall last year, the market was crazy. You can't even buy a house. There's 50 offers on one property. Prices are up double, $50,000 over asking price. it's a much more favorable market now buying. You don't need to stand in line, and there are properties out there. They're reasonably priced. And take advantage of that, because property values, even with the inflation, are going to go up in the next few years. So no matter which way you look at it, you have to buy eventually. And you don't have to have 20% down to buy, or 30%. It can be as low as 3.5%. And there's products out there that are zero down, depending on the product.
Yeah.
So definitely way better than renting.
Absolutely. You know, working with the right loan officer makes a big difference as well, you know, because, you know, you need to know what product you're getting and whether it really works for you or not. So this is something very important.
Yes, definitely. A lot of loan officers or companies out there, pre-approvals, pre-qualifications, that doesn't mean anything. You really have to sit down with someone that will tell you the way it is, and if you don't qualify now, what to do, what to fix, what to correct, what to work on, and definitely you will get to the goal of getting approved. And if you don't buy a house now, it'll probably be 6 months from now or 12 months from now, but at least you need to be in the game going forward and working on trying to get that property and that home. That will create a lot of stability, like I said.
What are some of the mistakes that home buyers make when it comes to financing?
Well, first thing is to be able to qualify with the debts that a borrower has now. And things might change also. You have a very nice income now and a very nice job, and you think you can afford something for the next 20 years, you have to plan for the downtime. So something you can actually afford, not something that you can afford today. So it's going to vary from borrower to borrower on their needs. Or if you're buying something, you're going to only stay in a certain area for 5 years or 2 years or 3 years, and you take a 30-year mortgage where you can take a different product, like a 5-year ARM or 15-year. So every individual has to look into their current situation, not what they anticipate they're going to do in the next few years, because you don't know how things go. So that's one mistake. Last year, a lot of borrowers made a lot of mistakes, as the market was very high, even though the rates were very low, but they overpaid for properties.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of regrets. There's a lot of regrets that were overpaid. They rushed into buying, especially first-time home buyers and the younger generation. They rushed into buying, and now they're stuck with properties that are valued less than what they bought them for, even though the rates were very appealing. But it comes out to the same thing pretty much. You're better off having a lower mortgage balance with a slightly favorable rate than a higher mortgage balance. Because it's going to take you 2 or 3 years to pay down the principal. The first couple of years, it's all interest, pretty much.
Exactly. How can somebody reach you if they need help with the mortgages?
Yes, I can be reached. Infinity One Corp is my mortgage brokerage. And the number, I'll give you my mobile number, is 313-825-4187. Again, it's 313-825-4187. And we are located at the Town Center in Dearborn, Michigan.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Khalil, and everyone have a blessed day.
Thank you. We're going to be, immediately after the commercial, we're going to be talking to Tamara Fema. She's the broker at the Signature Group Realty, and we're going to be talking to her about where is the market headed as far as buying and selling real estate. We're going to go to a break, and immediately after the break, we're going to be talking to Tamara. Please stay tuned.
Were you recently at the emergency room, urgent care, or at your doctor's office being told you need a hand, wrist, or elbow specialist? At the Katranji Hand Center, we offer the latest techniques in hand, wrist, and elbow care. From sports injuries to work injuries to everyday hand, wrist, and elbow problems, the specialists at Katranji Hand Center are here to get you back on track. Call us in East Lansing today at 517-332-4263 or visit us at katranjihandcenter.com to schedule your appointment today.
Are you going to start a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood at 734-744-9796. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Najee Abood now, 734-744-9796. New Concept Products and Design, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. New Concept Products and Design, new location, 31185 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Learn more at www.newconceptproducts.com. Call Najee Abood, 734-744-9796.
Kashat's Mediterranean Market in Shish Kebab offers a great array of your favorite Mediterranean meals. Meals range from lamb specialties, shawarma sandwiches, and seafood dinners. Plus, they offer big trays of your favorite food and so much more. Kashat's Mediterranean Market in Shish Kebab is located at 32839 Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills and is open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So stop in or call Kashat's today at 248-538-9552. That number again, 248-538-9552. Kashat's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab will definitely leave you satisfied.
Our noses can sniff out all kinds of things. Good things and bad things. Your nose knows if those sniffles are just a cold, allergies, or COVID-19. So if you want to be sure, swab and test your nose for answers. It's good to know. Find testing information and resources at michigan.gov/COVID test. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Thank you for being with us and good morning. With us, Tamara Fima. She's the broker of the Signature Group Realty where I work. And we asked her to be with us this morning so we can get an idea on the about the housing market this year. Tamara, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Absolutely. Last year, we had a great year. And we had a couple of years of a great year. What kind of year are we having so far? And what do you predict for this year?
To be honest with you, last year was really exciting. It was an amazing market. And the predictions were that things potentially may slow down this year. However, I don't think I've ever been more excited about a real estate market. The signs that we're seeing already just here at the beginning of the new year are, you know, a lot of people reaching out already, thinking about making plans for, you know, purchasing a new home, moving into the spring. And we're also seeing rates adjusting in a better direction. So everything is very, very positive. And I think we're going to have a similar, if not better, year than what we had last year, actually.
How about prices? Have they stabilized? Where are we with prices? I see some prices going down.
So prices are going down. They were going down, I should say. We were seeing some adjustments coming when the rates were starting to rise. But actually, you know, again, as the demand increases, I believe that we're going to start to see some shifts. So it's a very the curve is going up and down right now. A lot of it has to do with rates. So, you know, we need to watch and see what's going to happen with that. But currently, it's kind of like the perfect storm. So you've got, you know, a rate that's come down a bit. And you've got sellers that are a little more on board and willing to work and negotiate with buyers, hoping that that continues because, you know, obviously it's a lot more encouraging for the buyers and it makes the market more inviting for them. If rates continue, you know, to fluctuate, I believe we're just going to see that kind of volley back and forth where, you know, 1 point sellers are going to be a little more demanding. And when they need to soften, they'll soften. I think that's what we're going to see going into the spring market.
So it is in the spring when the market is going to, you know, move up a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it starts now. It's already starting. You know, we're again seeing a huge pickup on people making inquiries and preparing themselves to buy. But inventory is always low this time of year, so there's not a lot of opportunity out there still for buyers. But as the weather changes, and luckily we're having a mild winter, so I'm sure that that's also helping. But as weather improves, then people start to get the bug to want to move. And that typically starts to really take off towards the end of February, early March.
Yeah. It is still a good time to sell, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, although sellers are having to be a little more negotiable, if you will, the prices are still up. And if you look at this market, we're still in the best real estate market that we've seen ever in history. And the prices and the sale prices are still very high into comparison to where they were a couple of years ago. So there may have been, as you mentioned, a slight decrease in maybe what they would have gotten maybe over the summer, but we're still prices were up, values were up, I'm sorry, about 30%. So even a 5% slide back, you're still up, you know, 20-25% on your value. So it's absolutely still a great time to sell, and it's a great time to buy because again, sellers are a little more flexible.
Absolutely. You know, that was going to be my follow-up question, which is, ironically enough, it's a good time to buy because since the prices have stabilized and buyers are able to negotiate more than last year, for example. So that allows them to, you know, either negotiate or get a concession. There is more room for buyers to maneuver right now. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people are nervous about the interest rates, obviously, but that's always something that you can change. So if you are looking in terms of wanting to secure a property and you find a right home, interest rates should not be the determining factor. You should, in fact, because they've slid back a little bit right now, take advantage of it right now versus waiting. We don't really know what's going to happen. And if they get better, you refinance. If they don't, you're ahead of the game because you've secured the lowest rate possible for the current market if you buy now.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, I just want you to tell us a little bit about your brokerage and recently you've been recognized a couple times by Cranes. Could you tell us a little bit about it very quickly?
Absolutely. We have an amazing organization. We are an independent brokerage, which is located in Dearborn Heights. We actually have two offices, a third coming soon to Troy. So that's really exciting. We are in our ninth year of business. We have 65 people on our team who are all amazing individuals. We have a lot of synergy in our office and an amazing culture. And we have been recognized for that, as Khalil said. We have actually received two awards last year, one for Cool Places to Work through Cranes and also Best Workplaces by Detroit Free Press. And, you know, as important as it is for us to do great things in real estate, it's important for us to have the culture and the vibe that we do in our office so that we can be successful on all fronts, you know. So it's a great place to be. And, you know, we look forward to, again, this amazing market. 2023 is going to be an amazing year, and it'll be another year of growth for us. So it's super exciting.
As far as investors, you know, I must ask you about that. Is this still a good market for investors?
Absolutely. I mean, everything is relative, right? So we still have a situation where if we look at return, if people are sitting on cash and they have that money in the bank, for example, obviously it's not working for them. So I just had a conversation with someone yesterday where, you know, the property that they were looking to purchase was on the high end and they were saying, does this even make sense? to me, the simple answer is yes, because anything that you're going to do to get a return on that money versus having it just sitting and not working for you is a better scenario. You know, you always want to look to have growth. And currently, we're still in a situation where if you've got that money and you're have it in the bank and it's not working for you, really, what is it doing for you? So people are often afraid because of the values going up, but there's still a wonderful areas that you can buy in where you're going to have an amazing ROI. You know, maybe we're not seeing crazy numbers like we were seeing when the prices were much less, but the same property I was just talking to, it was still an 8% return on investment. So 8% is nowhere near what the banks are paying, right? So it's a very simple decision. It's just locating the right properties.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and good luck to you.
So welcome.
And this is going to be a great year. I can feel it. It's going to be a busy one too.
So excited. Yes. So take advantage of the little bit of a calm that we have right now, because it's coming.
Thanks again.
When you're looking for the best in optical care, Dr. Imad Nakash is your doctor to see. With years of experience and thousands of successful procedures performed, you can trust your eyes to Dr. Imad Nakash. See Dr. Imad Nakash and his professional staff for your eye care needs. There's two locations to serve you. In Hazel Park, call 248-336-3937. 248-336-3937. In Rochester Hills, call 248-299-3937. That's 248-299-3937.
Enjoy the first Syrian-style cuisine in Michigan. At Damas Cuisine and Catering, you'll find a wide selection of Syrian foods and sweets in our menu, like frikeh, hoisi, grape leaves with steak, mashawi platter, hot mahashi, char-grilled kebab, shawarma, and much more. Get super fast delivery from Damas Cuisine and Catering right to your door. Order online at damascuisine.com/menu and track your order live. Damas Cuisine and Catering, 28841 Orchard Lake Road in Farmington Hills. Call 248-987-4985. When it comes to reproductive medicine, IVF Michigan Fertility Centers are the recognized leaders. With locations in Bloomfield Hills and five other cities in Michigan and Ohio, IVF has experts in all aspects of the field. As a founding member of IVF Michigan Fertility Centers, Dr. Nicholas Shama is one of the leading reproductive endocrinologists in Michigan and Ohio. Dr. Shama has performed over 10,000 IVF cases and has helped thousands of couples fulfill their dreams of parenthood. American Board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and infertility, Dr. Nicholas Shama is a very caring, compassionate, expert physician that understands not only the medical but also the emotional toil of infertility on his patients. When it's time, get personalized care from Dr. Nicholas Shama at IVF Michigan Fertility Centers in Michigan and Ohio. Call toll-free 855-952-9600, 855-952-9600.
Ziad brand. Quality products from our family to yours. Ziad Brothers Importing offers the finest quality products, including brands like Sultan, Kraft, Nestle, Hook, Rico Picon, Donna, and many more. Ask your retailer to carry these fine products because you deserve the very best. For more information, visit our website at www.ziad.com. That's www.ziad.com. Ziad. Quality products from our family to yours.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. This is Khalil Hashim on a Friday. I can't believe it's already the 20th of January. You know, it's the time just goes by so fast. It's just amazing. Yesterday I was 21, and I look at today, and it's like, wow, where did the time go? I hope that your day is going well and your month is going well, and hopefully this year is a good year for everyone. It's definitely is going to be a good year for real estate. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, the biggest question always, you know, should I buy now? Should I buy later? Should I buy, you know, should I wait? Well, you know, you can't really predict these things. We can tell you what's going on with the market today. And then there is no one straight answer for everyone. It's not like this is the answer for everyone. If every situation and every case is different. Do you need a home? Then you should buy a home. If you don't need a home, you can wait, and you know, you can pick and choose, and you want to wait for the market it depends. It depends on what you want. Does it really suit your financial situation, your financial plans, your family plans? You know, it varies. So the best thing for you to do is, for anyone, if you want to buy a home, you got to team up with a professional. Yes, I understand. You know, you may know a lot about homes, and you've seen it online and here and there. But this is all general information. The best thing for you is to team up with a professional who knows the market, who can advise you on the best plan for you. And this is really what's really important, is what's the best plan for me? When is the best time for me to buy? And I get people come to me and say, you know, I want to buy today, or I want to buy in 2 months, but I'm renting. Well, you can't really leave and abandon your contract, or your credit is not correct right now, and maybe you need a few months to fix your credit and then buy. So this is who the person you really want to work with, somebody who's going to really give you good advice, and somebody is going to say to you, you know what, I think you should wait a few months before you buy, instead of just taking you right away and, you know, trying to find you a home. And it's not really the right time for you to buy. And it has to fit within your life, you know, the way your life is, suits your family, suits your budget, suits your income. You know, Anna Bridget talked about that a little bit when she said, you know, some people say, I want more home right now. I'm making good money. Well, how stable is your job? And how stable is that in income? I have these discussions with people because I really want to help them out. It's not about making money, and it's not about getting that commission and walking away. You know, real estate to me is a relationship. I have a relationship with my customers, and I want to serve them the best way I know how. I want to treat them like I want to be treated. And this is really what's really important. This is the kind of person you want to look for. As far as a loan officer, again, you want to look for somebody who will tell you the truth. It will not surprise you on the day of charges that you don't know what they are, and then you have to bring in more money because you already invested money in it. You want to work with someone who really is honest, and they're trying to find you the best product out there. You know, when it comes to loans, there's so many different products. You know, I remember sending somebody, you know, not sending, but, you know, recommending Bridget to somebody, and then they'll go to her and talk to her, and then she'll tell them, well, there are different products out there that may be better for you. Not everybody does that, okay? And that's what you need to be looking for. You need to be looking for somebody who will tell you the truth, who will tell you, you know, this is what you need to do. I have a client who a year ago asked me to buy a house. And I said to him, this is not a time for you to buy because you cannot afford to compete with everybody else. You don't have the extra cash. And then you're going to be paying more money for a home than what you really need. And this is something very important. And hopefully this year we'll find him a home because the prices are better. And the prices are better now. So we can get somebody home. Jerry is on the line. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Mr. Khalil Hashim, and thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. And a lot of good information with your two guests earlier. Indeed, they are good information for our community to know what's going on in the market, in the mortgage, in the interest. So we appreciate this effort to you and to your guests. Mr. Khalil Hashim, what I try to address to you today, I know you are not a big politician or in office, neither me. You know, we are an average citizen, you know, we look for the best for everybody. And that goes to our Middle East countries, Mr. Khalil, what I try to say, our Middle East, our countries from Syria to Iraq to Lebanon to Egypt to Yemen to Libya, what they call it, Rabi' al-Arabi. What Rabi' al-Arabi was the disaster.
Jerry, what's the question, please?
My question to you, Mr. Khalil Hashim, please, as one of the Middle Eastern American activists, and besides, you are a businessman, real estate, is there any way Mr. Khalil Hashim could bring some top leader in our community and talk about what we could do to reach out to our countries to improve what's going on over there? I know we cannot change government or leaders,
sure.
But there's
sure.
any solution.
How can we help them? How can we help them? Thank you, Jerry.
Mr. Khalil Hashim, leaders from our community, المنظمات, sure. الجمعيات هنا السياسية, لنقف sure. لنرى ما هو الحل وإلى متى يستمر عالمنا العربي في هذا التمزق وهذا الفساد, corruption all over. What we could do as the biggest community, Middle Eastern, outside our countries here in America.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
My question, Mr. Khalil.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jerry. We'll definitely be talking about this in a few after the commercial. I'm going to be talking a little bit about it. And then speaking of leaders in the community, this morning I asked one of the hardworking leaders in our community who has been working for human rights and then for equality and for civil rights all his life. And I'm talking about Emad Hamad. He's the executive director of the American Human Rights Council. Good morning, Emad, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Khalil, to you and to all the listeners. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Recently, a few nights back, Emad invited us to visit his new office, and then it's a new location. And I wanted to ask Emad to join us so he can tell us a little bit about, first, congratulations on the new location. Second, to let people know where the location is, but most importantly, to talk about the American Human Rights Council, what it does, and the services it provides. So you'll know when you need help. Again, Emad, congratulations on the new location. And tell us a little bit about, what the council is about and what do you do?
Well, first, thank you for the invite again. Thank you, and Ms. Leila Al-Husseini and Sameh, the crew of the U.S. Arab Radio who joined us in this special cozy open house to inform our community at large and our friends and supporters, community leaders, of the new location for the American Human Rights Council. The new location now located at 3 Park Lanes Boulevard, suite number 1004 West, with at the Park Lane Towers in Dearborn on Mercury Drive and Ford. After years of operating from the Schaefer Historic Building in Dearborn on Michigan Avenue and Schaefer. Actually, I've been working out of that building since 1997, and it was the, I was one of the oldest tenants at that building, and now we're starting fresh in the new location in Dearborn. So we were gratified, as you were there, Khalil, with the presence sure. of different community leaders, dignitaries, clergy, law enforcement. I think the diverse mix of audience and guests who joined us reflect the diverse nature and the respect that the American Human Rights Council and its team earned throughout the years of working dedicated to promoting and advancing and protecting and defending the cause of human rights, human dignity, and human respect. That's the bottom line to it. So the new location has been active, interacting with many members of our community at large, And I hope that this is just a new beginning that will help the AHRC to advance its operation and to advance its daily services, the much-needed services. And I think AHRC is no exception in this position. There are many other good community organizations, civil rights and other organizations who's been doing a great job. And eventually, by design or default, this good work, diverse nature of different networks, lead to empower the community at large, lead to advance its presence and its active engagement at all levels. And we gratify and we extend the warm support to every supporter, to every friend who's been there with us, helping AHRC to sustain its services as well as its strong advocacy on behalf of the human rights at home and abroad as well.
And, you know, I must say, Ahmed, your events are the most diversified events, and you reach out across a huge spectrum of people, professions, and individuals and organizations. It's just amazing all of the, you know, all of the people you bring in, from legal to law enforcement to courts to, you know, community leaders to, it's just very refreshing. And it really shows the important work that you do. Now, tell us a little bit more about what are the services and how does the community benefit from those services?
Well, the diversity nature of the makeup of AHRC Friends and its space of friendship and supporters and coalition partners reflects the mission of the human rights. Human rights are human rights. Every human has rights. So there is no difference here. And this is the normal, natural reflection, living up to the mission that we claim, human rights. So human rights should include everyone and not exclude any. And that's why we try hard to stay in good terms and in good working professional relationship and partnership with all partners from all segments of the community at large, the society at large. That shows that we as Arab Americans, as Muslim Americans, are an integral part of this great nation, of its society, of its social fabric. And yes, we can be in that position, and I think we can earn the respect of other communities where when it comes to key core issues of common interest and common concern. The services we provide as a human rights advocacy and service organization is related to daily complaints or issues of concern or interest that people come forward and discuss and present to AHRC to address. It could be individual cases, individual issues that goes as far as any particular segment within the domain of the society, like in employment, port of entries, airports, borders, police, employment at large. Any violation, any situation that compromises the integrity of the human respect and human integrity and smacks a violation of the human rights for any individual, they can come to AHRC and they go through the assessment process, review process, verification process, because, you know, when we receive people concerned, we have a diligent duty here to conduct a thorough interview and a thorough verification of facts so we can determine the basis of the complaint and what action it could merit for AHRC to take. So it could be a simple act of advocacy, and it could be furthermore of engagement and communication with a certain entity that the complaint is presented against and move forward up to a legal action if it's needed. So our network is no different than other sister organizations who are in this domain. And the issues that we very often deal with, they are civil rights issues, civil rights complaints, violations, discrimination, racism, hatred, all of the above, the common daily challenges that people face and within, you know, our daily livelihood. Plus, attending to urgent and emergencies that may arise that could be an issue that relates to the community at large, beyond the individual interests and the individual cases that we deal with.
How can we help? Help you do
Khalil, you know, you and the U.S. Arab Radio crew and others, you've been doing more than what we expect. You guys need the support as well, because we complement each other. And you guys never hesitated to highlight our work and other community organization works. You've been in the heart of action. Your voice is very important. Media, Arab American media role is vital to convey the message, to have it reach to people at large. So I think you're doing it. I think that support should be reciprocal, and that's why within AHRC mindset is that we always invite the Arab American media as part of the makeup of our events on an ongoing basis. And you yourself witnessed and attended a series of mini forums to the community reception, to the major gala that we had last October. And actually, yesterday, we announced our gala for the year, for the 2023. And it, by coincidence, it turned out to be the same date like last year, Friday, October 20, 2023. So the only difference is the year. So our gala this year is going to be on Friday, October 20, 2023. And we look forward for another show of success that reflects the hard work of so many hidden soldiers who are behind the good work of AHRC. It's true that I'm the face and the voice for the AHRC, but believe me, there are many good people there who are silent givers, silent soldiers, and every contribution counts, every support counts. And when it comes to financial support, we're like any other nonprofit. We are in dire need for funds. And we welcome any support. We hope for any support. No amount is small, and every amount of donation is significant. So we welcome the moral support and the financial support as well to keep us going.
Wonderful. How can people reach you?
Well, they can they can tap on our information on the website, which is www.ahrcusa.org, www.ahrcusa.org, or call the office at 313-914-3251, 313-914-3251.
Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, and thank you for all you do for this community. We appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Khalil, and I appreciate the invite always. And I urge the community at large to lend the same support and even more to your radio program and other Arab American media. This is very important, very vital to our cause as well.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. Please stay tuned.
Get ready for an amazing experience at Ishtar Restaurant on 15 Mile Road in Sterling Heights. Enjoy excellent hospitality from owners Ali Abbaghdadi and Fatty Bottom, serving the best in Mediterranean food. Try Chef Ali Abbaghdadi's famous shawarma, the best Iraqi grills and food, and the best Arabic and international dishes. Dine in our authentic atmosphere or take out. Call 586-698-2585 or check us out on Facebook. Ishtar Restaurant practices all CDC guidelines and is open every day 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Have an amazing experience today at Ishtar Restaurant, 3625 15 Mile Road, Sterling Heights. Life is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, Life for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to Life now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
At Top Rehab Physical Therapy Clinic in Dearborn, we provide effective physical therapy sessions in order to limit pain and discomfort. Top Rehab provides physical therapy care for any diagnosis prescribed by a physician, and we regularly see and treat conditions such as stroke, TMJ, fibromyalgia, sciatica, joint pain, and more. We use a variety of pain management methods, including modalities, soft tissue mobilization, and therapeutic exercise. If you're in need of physical rehabilitation or physical therapy, get the highest quality health care at Top Rehab. Most insurance is accepted, and we're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 8 to 6, Tuesday and Thursday 8 to 5, and Saturday 10 till 2. Call for an appointment today at 313-846-0555. That's 313-846-0555. Choose Top Rehab Physical Therapy Clinic on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn. Life's too short to be in pain.
Welcome back, and thank you for being with us. I want to take the time to thank Bridget being on the show, Tamara being on the show, and Imad being on the show. Thank you to all of you for taking the time to be on the show. And thanks for Jerry for your call. You know, we'll definitely take it into under advisement and try to bring some leaders in the community to see how we can help, you know, the Middle East, and we can help our countries in the Middle East, what we can do to help. There are a lot of the people are helping, but, you know, it's a touchy situation, but we'll talk about it later. In the few minutes I have left, I just want to leave you with, you know, like more of a summary in regard to real estate. You know, the market is still good. Ironically, we can say it's good for both seller and buyers. You know, sellers can still get good money for their property, although not as crazy as last year, but they still get good money comparing to previous years and comparing to, you know, the market value is pretty good. You know, if you have some investment into your home, you want to get that investment out into a different investment, this is really a good time to do that. And, you know, buyers right now, although the rate's a little high, but, you know, higher, not high, but higher than before, but we can still, we can negotiate. We don't have this craziness about people bidding over you and all of that. In general, we don't. We have it in certain areas, but in general, we don't. Prices have come down a little bit. They're stabilized. We can negotiate more. We can try to get you better products, you know, better homes. It's really a good time to buy if you need a home. Again, if you need a home, this is good, you know, good time to buy. In normally the real estate market, the highest you can get for your property is April, May, and June. These 3 months, this is when the curve go up, and then demand goes down a little bit, and then it goes up again. But right now, you know, there isn't that much competition. We can get you a really good deal if you're looking for a home. Let me know, 313-819-0101. You know, last time I talked about this because I do commercial as well. And then, you know, we have a, I have for sale two great opportunities. And one of them is a cement plant. That's a small load cement plant in the Wayne County area. We don't want to say the exact place on the air because we want to protect the business. This is a really good business. The folks have been there for 50 years. And they want to retire. It's a very successful business. They built it up, but they have good clients. And these are the smaller load cement. You know, you buy the load from them, they deliver it to you. It's a really, really good business. If you're looking to invest in that kind of business and you know cement and you want to expand, you know, give me a call, 313-819-0101. We also have a plant in Detroit, and they make a steel frame. You know, if you're building buildings, the steel frame buildings, it's a really good property. It's almost on about 4 acres, and it's a building is about 50,000 square foot building, and they run a good business. They also want to retire as well, and we're selling business and property. Same thing in, with the cement plant, business and property are for sale. Again, if you're interested, you want to know more, 313-819-0101. We'll definitely get you the information you need. You know, a lot of people call me and ask me, I want to sell my home, I want to do this and I want to do that. And you know, before you start spending money on your home, not every dime you put in there is going to come back to you. Yes, it's nice to say, okay, I want to change the floor and change this and move walls and do whatever, but you're not going to get your money back. There are certain things you can do that will get your money back, and certain things you can do that will make the sale go through and make your house look good. But certain things, other things you do, they may not really, if you put a new floor and then the floor is okay, you're not going to get your money back. But, you know, if you improve the kitchen, it's always good. If you improve the bathrooms, it's always good. And then paint is good, doors, knobs, doorknobs. You know, you change the garage door. There's certain things that you can do, and this is what we do. And if you're ready to sell, we just sit down with you and say, here's what you can do to really get more money for your home, market your home easier. And we will market your home for you, but for us to really help you market your home and sell your home. So it's very important. And as far as investment, this is always a good time to invest, you know, if you really want to invest. It's investment. Like, people come to me sometimes and say, I want to buy some homes and I want to flip them. And I want to do this. And I thought, well, are you in a position to do that? You need to put up a team together. You need to have a good accountant. You need to have a good lawyer. You need to know what you're doing before you get into that. True, I'll buy you the home if you have a home in mind, but I want you to succeed, because your success is everybody else's success. So it's very important. You know, we sit down, we talk to you. I help you put a strategy together, and this is something very, very, very important. The number is 313-819-0101. Sarah is on the line. Very quickly, good morning, Sarah.
Yeah, good morning. Please, I need the number because you say it very fast.
313-819-0101.
Yeah. 819-0101. 0101.
Yep.
Yeah. How about another number? That is 914. Okay, I talk to you after that. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. Again, the number. Yeah. Yes. Again, the number is 313-819-0101, and that's what we do. Even whether you're a buyer or seller, we sit down with you, we talk to you, we put a strategy together, and this is what makes it really successful. It's very important. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Mike, for a great production. Thank you to all the guests that were on the show, and thank you guys for listening. You are the best audience. Goodbye. Have a great weekend. Bye now.